This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Security forces in Myanmar made mass arrests and appeared to use lethal force Sunday as they intensified their efforts to break a protest a month after the military staged a coup. There were reports of gunfire as police in Yangon, the biggest city, fired tear gas and water cannon while trying to clear the streets of demonstrators demanding that the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi be restored to power. Photos of shell casings from live ammunition used in rifles were posted on social media, adding to evidence that live rounds were fired. A violent crackdown also occurred in Dawei, a much smaller city in southeastern Myanmar, where local media reported at least three people were killed during a protest march. Fatalities could not immediately be independently confirmed. The U.S. now has a third vaccine to prevent COVID-19. The Food and Drug Administration Saturday cleared a Johnson & Johnson shot that works with just one dose instead of two. Health experts have anxiously awaited a one-and-done option to help speed vaccinations. The virus has already killed more than 510,000 people in the United States, and it's mutating in increasingly worrisome ways. The FDA said that the J&J's vaccine offers strong protection against what matters most. That's serious illness, hospitalizations, and death. One dose was 85% protective against the most severe COVID-19 illness in a massive study that spanned three continents. Again, the U.S. now bringing in a third vaccine to prevent COVID-19, and this one is just one shot manufactured by Johnson & Johnson. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has scored his first legislative win as the House of Representatives passed his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package early Saturday. Though Democrats faced challenges to their hopes of using the bill to raise the minimum wage, Democrats who control the chamber passed a sweeping measure by a mostly party-line vote of 219 to 212 and sent it to the U.S. Senate, where Democrats planned a legislative maneuver to allow them to pass it without the support of Republicans. The American Rescue Plan would pay for vaccines and medical supplies and send a new round of emergency financial aid to households, small businesses, and state and local governments. Democrats said that the package was needed to fight a pandemic that has killed more than 510,000 Americans and thrown millions out of work. Republicans, who have broadly backed previously COVID-19 spending, said much of the current package was not necessary, highlighting elements like a subway near Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco district. Only 9% of the total would go directly toward fighting the virus, according to them. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says that he will propose a Bracero-style immigrant labor program to U.S. President Joe Biden during a video call between the two leaders planned for Monday. López Obrador wants permission for 600,000 to 800,000 Mexican and Central American immigrants to work legally in the United States every year. The program allowed Mexicans to temporarily work in the United States during World War II and afterward. López Obrador said Saturday the U.S. Economy needs Mexican workers because of their strength and their youth. He called Mexico the spark plug for development in North America. Saudi Arabia says it has intercepted a missile attack over its capital launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels, as well as bomb-laden drones targeting the southern province of Jizan. State-owned agency TV posted footage of what appeared to be explosions in the air over Riyadh. Social media users also posted videos of the blast, apparently showing the kingdom's Patriot missile batteries intercepting the ballistic missile over Riyadh. A Saudi-led coalition has been fighting the Houthis in Yemen's years-long war. There was no immediate comment from the Houthis. The group increasingly has launched cross-border missile and drone attacks on the kingdom. And infectious disease experts are expressing concern about Pope Francis's upcoming trip to Iraq. They're citing a sharp rise in coronavirus infections there, a fragile healthcare system, and the unavoidable likelihood that Iraqis will crowd to see him. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.